From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Three people linked to the Times Square bombing suspect are being questioned about their role, if any, in the failed attack. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports that authorities are looking into whether the suspect gave Faisal Shahzad money to fund his plot.
Officials fanned out to three states with search warrants and arrested three men, two in Massachusetts and another in Maine. The men, at this point, are not seen as co-conspirators. Investigators believe they may have been part of an informal remittance system out of South Asia and provided the main suspect in the case, Faisal Shahzad, with the money he needed for the plot. Officials say what isn't clear is whether the men knew what the money was for. All three men are being held on alleged immigration violations, not terrorism. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Officials don't really know how much oil is leaking from the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. They do know that there's much more than previously thought. The Coast Guard's initial estimates were that 5,000 barrels of oil were leaking from the well per day. New data obtained by NPR indicates the amount could be 10 times higher. A scientific analysis shows as much as 70,000 barrels leaking in an amount that could fill an Exxon Valdez tanker every 4 days. A so-called top hat has been lowered near the site of the leak, but it is still being maneuvered into place. The Senate Judiciary Committee is recommending that Berkeley Law Professor Goodwin Liu's nomination for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals be sent to the full Senate for consideration. NPR's David Wellner reports that Liu is one of the president's more controversial nominees.
Senators from both parties agreed Goodwin Liu is a brilliant legal scholar. What they did not agree on, though, was whether he should get a lifetime seat on the nation's second highest court. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein cited backing this liberal academic has gotten from prominent conservatives.
Bush administration lawyer John Yoo has written in support. Bush administration lawyer Richard Painter has written in support. Former Solicitor General Ken Starr has written in support.
Still, every Republican on the panel voted against Liu's nomination. Here's ranking Republican Jeff Sessions.
He's not a believes in judicial restraint and traditional view of the role of a judge. Good, give me a break.
It's not clear whether Republicans will attempt to filibuster Liu's nomination when it's taken up by the full Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Banks would have to limit debit card fees and allow merchants to offer customer discounts for cash, check, and debit transactions under legislation passed by the Senate. The measure is part of a package of proposed financial reforms. The Senate is also taking steps to prevent banks from choosing which agencies to rate their investment products. This is NPR News. The nation's unemployment rate may be just under 10%, but the administration's economic plan is still working. That's what President Obama told a group of workers at a manufacturing plant in Buffalo, New York. The city is one of many where manufacturers have shipped labor overseas and large companies have downsized. Mr. Obama has urged Congress to come up with a new jobs bill, saying the issue remains at the top of his domestic agenda. In Hawaii, the state government is no longer required to respond to repetitive requests for President Obama's birth certificate. From Honolulu, Heidi Chang reports on a new law addressing that issue.
Ever since President Obama was elected, several state agencies in Hawaii have been overwhelmed with requests for his birth certificate. Hawaii's Department of Health even posted a web page verifying he was born here. Still, requests keep coming from people who claim Mr. Obama is not eligible to be president because he wasn't born in the U.S. Janice Kubo, communications director for the Department of Health, hopes the new law will bring some relief.
You know, we want to do our best for the public. We want to be as transparent as possible. But at some point, you know, our resources don't allow us to accommodate people who won't accept the answer and accept the facts as they are.
Kubo says requests for the president's records has strained resources while the state is dealing with a huge budget deficit and layoffs. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
Asian stocks fell in early trading as Sony shares tumbled 6% on disappointing earnings forecasts. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 113 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.